Travels with Jack, a new Jack Flanders adventure with stories set in Brazil, India, Bali, Java, and Sumatra. Jack has warned Tiffany not to get involved with black magic, but...
So, a spell has been put upon you? How do you know?
My thoughts.
Yes.
They're not mine.
Ah, they are yours, but they are not yours.
I know that sounds strange, but I believe
Tum
that there's...
Tum jukun saya. Show me.
Show you?
Show me these thoughts.
How?
Meanwhile, Jack has had another frightening dream. This time, he was in a cemetery surrounded by demons.
Oh my God! Great! There's demons coming out of the ground! Tiffany! Tiffany!
And when he awoke...
Okay, I'm coming. Yes? What?
And now, Dreams of Bali.
Yes. What? Yeah, same to you. Oh, great. And I haven't even had my coffee yet. Wow, it's another lovely, humid, hot day. Here comes my coffee.
Good morning, Mr. Jack.
Good morning.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm okay. It's a little more slow-moving this morning. Oh, God.
Do you want I should answer?
No. Can you bring it out here?
No problem.
No problem. Everywhere you go, they say that. No problem.
What did you say?
Nothing. Oh, thanks. Hello?
Jack.
Made.
Yes, can you come over here?
What's up?
Tiffany. She's crazy, walking all around, talking to herself.
Oh, God, I'll be over as soon as I can.
Nani is sick.
What's wrong?
She has a fever, I think. It's like you said.
You think Tiffany had the old woman put a hex on her?
You can come here soon?
Yeah, as soon as I get dressed. I'll be right over.
Thank you.
Not a nice day?
I guess not. Look, hand me that shirt, would you? Thanks.
When you arrive in Bali, all the time you smile. Now, no smile?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
How is this?
Now it's nice day.
Yeah. I sure hope so.
To me. I'll tell you that. It's not going to happen. I'll be damned if it's going to happen.
Tiffany is very nervous.
I know how to
yeah,
get her.
It sounds like it.
Oh,
Tiffany,
me.
Tiffany.
I'm going
to hey.
Fix her. She's not going to get away with it. Just see it. Just
Tiffany,
no way.
Tiffany,
oh,
it's
oh,
Jack.
Yeah,
hey, Tiffany, hey, it's me.
So where were you? So did you help me?
Where was I when?
She's not going to get away with it. Oh, no way. I'm going to get to her. I'm going to get even. She'll see.
Boy.
She has been like this all night. She never went to sleep.
Don't you have anything to give her? A tranquilizer?
And the doctor is coming over.
Good. She saw that old woman last night.
Black magic woman.
Yes. Listen, unless we can do something, she's going to end up in the loony bin.
The loony bin?
The mental ward.
But that won't help.
I know.
This has caused many problems in the community.
How?
People are disturbed. They say the balance is not right.
What do you mean?
They say there is darkness where before there was balance between the light and dark.
Ah, I see.
I know who is the old woman.
You mean the one Tiffany went to see?
She is a very powerful black magic woman.
Yes.
She used Tiffany for her own reason.
What do you mean?
The old woman has been wanting revenge.
But what?
The elders believe this, yes.
But it just happened last night.
They have been aware of this for some time. It was known.
It was known? You mean it could have been avoided?
No. They didn't know what it was, but they knew it was beginning.
I don't get this.
Last night, they had what you call a medium go into a trance, and he became Rangda, the evil one.
God, so that's what I was picking up.
Tonight, they are going to do the Jalon Arang.
The Jalon Arang? The exorcism. The dance to appease the dark.
The Jalon Arang is the battle with the Barong. But the Rangda, the evil one, wins the battle.
And that's supposed to help?
They believe that will make the evil happy and the harmony will be restored.
Yeah, but is this going to help Tiffany?
They told me she will have to go away.
Well, isn't there anyone who can help her get rid of these demons she's invited in?
No, she is a foreigner. And our ceremonies cannot help her.
Oh.
Like you say, she invites them in.
No Western shrink is ever going to believe this. Listen, Made, if these are your own local demons, why can't they at least try an exorcism?
Too late. The black magic woman also used herbs.
On Tiffany?
Yes.
Oh, great. You know, I ran into that in Morocco. Herbs can induce schizophrenia, catatonia, you name it.
They have witches there, too.
Oh, yes. So, what time are they performing the Jalon Arang?
It will begin at midnight. It will go all night until it is light.
And where's Nani?
At her home.
Is it all right if I see her?
She would like that.
Excuse me. Quiet. Shh. Go on. Excuse me. Is this where Nani lives?
Siapa yang tinggal? Who live?
Nani. Do you know Nani?
Nani? Nani! Di sana. There.
Oh, thank you. Come on, please. Get out of the way. Go on.
Mr. Jack?
Oh, I heard someone did a number on you.
What?
You know, a hex, a spell.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Not so good.
Oh.
They say I may die.
Oh, my God.
The spell is because of my family.
Your family?
Orang from many years.
I don't understand.
The black magic woman?
Yes.
My great-grandmother do something to her grandmother.
I see.
Yes. And now the black magic woman revenge her grandmother.
God, what did Tiffany step into?
She did not go to the black magic woman.
What? I thought she did.
No. The woman go to her, and she believe her.
Wait a minute. You're saying the old woman contacted Tiffany first?
Yes. For revenge.
So she was set.
Once, my grandmother tell me about when she was young, Charlie Chaplin come to Bali.
Really? Charlie Chaplin?
Yes. And he watched the Legong dance. And then after, he jump on the stage and he do his Legong dance, you see?
a takeoff, a satire of the dance.
Yes.
And what did the audience think of that?
My grandmother say everyone laugh and laugh. He was very funny.
Charlie Chaplin in Bali.
Mr. Jack?
Yeah?
Can you help Tiffany?
I don't know, Nani. Maybe. With a little help from my friend. Do you think Tiffany will be all right?
My cousin is with her.
Are you going to the performance?
Yes. And you?
I don't know. Let me tell you about something that happened to me. When I first arrived in Bali, there was this wise old man. I think he's a high priest. Well, he came to me in a dream. He took me through what I'd call a cleansing ritual, and then an initiation.
An initiation?
Yes. And now, well, every now and then, he just shows up. Sometimes in dreams, sometimes in meditations. Well, sometimes I've actually seen him out on the street.
Ooh.
He's the one who told me about the elementals and how if you invite one in, say, jealousy in this case, well, eventually it will move in its entire family. And then they'll all feed off of you.
Do you believe this is so?
Well, I'm beginning to believe it. Yeah. What about this performance tonight? Now, how is that going to help?
Once, when I was younger, I saw a performance of the Jalong Arang in a small village. They were having bad luck, so like what happened here, they had a medium put on the Rangda mask and asked Rangda what she wanted so she would not keep bothering the village. And she said she was angry at the village for neglecting to give a performance of Jalong Arang.
All because it's a play about her triumphs.
Yes, it is the story of the witch Rangda and the prince Erlanga. The witch must be played by an old actor gifted with such great powers he is able to withstand in his own body the dangerous spirit of the witch herself.
Now that's an actor really assuming a character.
Yes, it is true. The performance I saw began at midnight and went to dawn. Hmm. So there were men who woke all the children in the audience that had fallen asleep so they would not be harmed. Well,
sounds like a pretty potent dance.
Well, just before dawn, the prince attacked the Rangda, running up the bridge. But inside the house, there was blood-curdling scream and the Rangda leaped out. There were fireworks strung on wires over the trees and they began to explode over the crowd. Rangda shrieked curses at the prince, and he took off running in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'll bet.
There were billowing clouds of smoke, sparks, and explosions as the old witch came after him. No one knew what would happen next because Rangda could run wild, disappear into the dark, into the rice fields.
What?
Because the actor possessed by the spirit of the real Rangda, and he's hard to bring under control.
Wow.
There are stories of actors who go crazy.
Yeah, I can see why.
Well, it is very dangerous to release this magic power. Do you believe this?
Oh, yes, I believe it. What has Tiffany gotten into? Oh, boy.